right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Steve Hughes from Fayetteville, Ohio.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What do you do there in Fayetteville?
Work on a farm.
You're a farmer?
Yes.
You actually grow food on land?
Yeah, that's pretty much what farmers do.
According to Willie Nelson, there were none of you left, I thought. Well, welcome to the show, Steve. A pleasure to have you. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Steve's topic?
Everybody's wearing barrels, and I'm going to be the Ralph Lauren of barrels.
We know the job market stinks right now, but we found a ray of hope. This week, we read about a new business actually created by the recession. Our panelists are going to tell you three recession success stories. Choose the real story, and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Of course.
First, let's hear from Roy Blunt, Jr.
3 years ago, Enrico Viviari was a billionaire's son. 2 years ago, he was a car hop. Now, reports Portfolio Magazine, he is founder and CEO of the Affordable Foundation, whose 60 employees, all of them formerly wealthy, provide lifestyle counseling to currently wealthy families who are transitioning down from mega wealthy. I have been super rich myself, says Viviari. And I feel the pain of these families who must deal for the first time with the concept of affordable. But young people can appreciate old clothes. Indoor pools can be heated to, say, 85 degrees instead of 98.6. And a yacht, if you think about it, a yacht doesn't even have to have a pool on it. The new glam doesn't have to be glum.
The Affordable Foundation offering counseling to people who have not quite as rich as they used to be. Your next story of someone making good during the recession comes from Paul Prevenza.
One of the hottest new job opportunities in this time of mass layoffs is being paid to act like you have a job. Fake employees functioning like seat fillers at the Oscars are being paid to sit and look like they're working, so prospective clients visiting the offices will be tricked into confidence in the company's health. Such opportunities can be found on oddjobnation.com, a new website founded by 24-year-old Jeremy Redlife. You've got to hustle life before life hustles you, is his philosophy. So for $5.50 an hour, former middle management employees can now pretend to do what they actually used to do for $55,000 a year. People are lining up for the opportunity. Let's face it, said Redlife, pink slips are the new black.
People being paid to sit in desks and look like they're working. Your last story of a ray of hope in bleak times comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Corporate execs can't ride around Washington with the limo and driver anymore. Or can they? D.C. has a new car service for embattled CEOs in town for those groveling congressional hearings. B&B Livery, affectionately dubbed bailout buggies. Owner Rashid Dufour converted a dozen Lincoln Town cars into what look like taxis. Yellow paint, meter, white light on top. But inside, the car is still a luxury ride with leather seats, minibar, tiny TV, and Wi-Fi. Companies pay Dufour the same rate as a limo and chauffeur, but the driver dresses in casual clothes, and the CEOs pretend to hail the prearranged cab waiting for them. Quote, it's a discreet way for executives to travel around town without drawing attention to themselves, Dufour told The Washington Post. No paparazzi pictures, no outraged congressmen. Business is so brisk, Dufour is expanding to New York City next month.
All right, here are your choices. From Roy Blunt, Jr., a foundation of formerly rich people who help you learn to be formerly rich. From Paul Prevenza, people getting jobs, sitting in offices, pretending to have jobs to fool other people into thinking that they have jobs. And from Roxanne Roberts, B&B Buggies, in which CEOs seem like they're taking taxis, but are really enjoying the perks of chauffeured limousines. Which of these is the real story of a new opportunity created by the recession?
They all seem mostly ridiculous as anything I could think of, but probably the one that fits the state of the country right now is probably Roxanne's story.
So you're going to choose Roxanne's story, which is of the limousine service in which they look like cabs, so no one will know that you're really treating yourself.
Yeah.
Well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to the guy behind this new business.
I just think it's fantastic that you could go in and get paid to sit there and pretend to have great ideas.
That was Jeremy Redleaf. He's the CEO of OddJobNation.com. He was talking about corporate seat fillers. I am so sorry, Steve, but in fact, Paul had the true story. Although Roxanne's idea is brilliant.
I want to invest in it.
You know, right now, even as we speak, somebody is pulling out their Lincoln Town cars and painting those suckers yellow. So I'm sorry you didn't win, but you did earn a point for Roxanne, which I know makes Roxanne happier than anything in the world.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me on the show.
Thanks for playing, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.